Now, have you ever seen the movie The Bucket List? It stars Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman as terminally ill cancer patients who write a bucket list of things they want to do before they die. In 2011, Dr. Kate Granger was diagnosed with a rare terminal form of cancer, and she took inspiration from the movie to write her own bucket list. I spoke to Kate earlier and she started by explaining her diagnosis.
It was quite out of the blue because I've been very well in myself. So all of a sudden I had a very, very serious illness. Yeah, completely out of the blue, so it was quite a big shock.
And how did you even start to come to terms with something like that? At just 29, you're being told that really your life is limited.
I had so many things to deal with on a medical level at that time. I was really ill and I didn't really have time to think about the implications of terminal illness that much. I was really ill and was fighting for my life at that point, so I just had to get on with getting through the procedures, getting through chemotherapy and things. Sort of later on, I started to sort of focus on what having a terminal illness means and coming to terms with that. But I think you just have to accept what life throws at you, and this is what's happened to me, and I can either be gloomy, sit in a corner and cry my eyes out, or I can put my work clothes on, get back to work, see my friends, see my family and be happy.
That's an amazing attitude, though, because I know that there are people who, when something like that happens to them, just want to close the door and pull the duvet over their heads.
Yeah.
Did you have the odd day like that?
I think I did have times like that when I was in hospital, but I'm very thankful for my life. I've had a very nice life. I've got a lovely husband, never really had any money worries. I've got a brilliant family. I've got great friends. And I think to just sort of negate all that and forget about it all and just go into that depression, it's just not me, really.
You're a doctor yourself, Kate, so having that medical knowledge, did that help you in a way, or did that nearly make things worse?
Lots of people have asked me that. I think it's a double-edged sword. I think as a doctor, you know what questions to ask, you know what's going to happen. You don't need certain things explaining to you because you know yourself. But on the other hand, you also know what's coming, so you know what a procedure is going to involve. You know that it's going to be painful or it's going to be horrible, or and sometimes I think ignorance is bliss.
You came up with the bucket list then after watching the film with Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman?
I did. I seen that film a few years ago, well before my illness then, and I thought it came to my mind after I was told that my cancer spread to my liver and bones, so I knew that I'd sort of had a terminal prognosis, and I thought, well, I need a bucket list then, because obviously I need to try and enjoy what time I've got left, and so I thought, right, let's write a bucket list, and it started off, I started scribbling it on a little bit of paper in hospital. I've still got the piece of paper actually, and it started off with very simple things, that just the simple pleasures in life that I wanted to do. I was always very clear that it was going to be things that I could do, wasn't going to be unachievable things. So I wasn't going to be able to climb Mount Everest or jump out of a plane, but I could do the simple things that I really enjoyed doing, like going to the seaside and going for a walk in the countryside and eating fish and chips and just really simple things. And then I started to think about other things I'd like to do. And I have a very romantic husband and he's always treated me like a princess. So we sort of incorporated quite a lot of romance into the bucket list, so we renewed our wedding vows and basically had our entire wedding again, which was amazing.
That must have been fantastic, because every bride I know, after they get married, they say, oh, I wish I could do it all over again.
Exactly.
You did?
I did, exactly. I did. I had a pretty dress, a whole ceremony and a whole, party and everything. It was fantastic. And it was really nice way to say thank you to the people around us who supported us so well over the last few months as well. So that was a very, very special thing. And we've done a few other romantic things. Chris took me to the exact spot where he proposed to me, which was quite romantic. And we've been on our first ever date again, went to the same restaurant and stayed in the same hotel in Leeds. That was nice as well.
The kind of things that you're describing doing, they sound fantastic, as opposed to what you said earlier about, you know, you didn't want to climb Mount Everest. I wouldn't want to climb Mount Everest either, but doing all those lovely romantic, you know, dates and going revisiting your lives together, it just sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Travel's quite a big part of the list as well. So we've been to Paris. We're going to Barcelona in a couple of weeks, and we've just booked a trip to New York. So I'm trying to incorporate a little bit of travel to those places that I always wanted to go to but never quite got there. And I think everyone's got a little bucket list in their mind, haven't they, even without illness. And Barcelona and New York were two of those places that I really wanted to go to. So hopefully that's going to happen.
Absolutely. And do you find that having the bucket list gives you a reason to be positive?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, I'm quite a positive person anyway, but I think it just gives us all a positive focus. And I think one of the nice things about the list is that it creates memories for the people around me. I mean, it gives me lovely experiences, and my life's just lovely at the moment, and I really couldn't complain. But it also creates those fond memories for people that aren't to do with me being in hospital or to do with me being ill. So it's nice memories rather than nasty memories.
Does it distract Kate from what lies ahead?
I think so. I mean, it certainly distracts my husband. He loves to plan and organise things, so it's certainly giving him a positive focus and, yeah, taking his mind off what's to come in over the next few months.
People listening to this, I mean, they'll probably be asking themselves how they would feel in your shoes. Would they be angry? Have you ever asked, why did this happen to you?
I've been asked that before. I don't feel angry about the situation. I've never felt angry, and I really feel that anger would be an unproductive emotion given the circumstances. So I think I just accept what's happened to me and get on with life, because that's what's happened, and I can't do anything to change it, and I can't take away the cancer, I can't make it vanish, so I'm just going to have to get on with living with it. So that's how I feel about it.
What is your favourite thing that you have done then?
Renewing my wedding vows. Comes top of the list every time. It's just so special, really emotional, and just lovely, lovely thing to do.
Was it quite poignant?
Yeah, I mean, we wrote vows to each other that, but it was basically like a wedding. So the vows we wrote to each other were a little bit like the vows we had in church initially. But Chris really struggled to say his, and then I was struggling to say mine, and I didn't want to ruin my mascara, and it was just But we really, really meant what we said to each other.
Oh, goodness. Did somebody get up and give you both a hug?
Well, we've both got quite a sense of humour, so we'd put packets of tissues on everybody's chairs because we knew everyone was going to cry. So, yeah, there wasn't a dry eye in the house, really.
Oh, goodness, Kate. And, you know, as a family, how do you move from those sorts of moments to preparing for a day when you won't be here?
It's very difficult. I mean, I've prepared as much as I think I possibly can for my death. So I've made a memory box for Chris, which has got birthday cards and Christmas cards and Valentine's cards and letters and just memories of me and pictures and things. So that's for him for however many years he's got left. And I've also written letters to all the people around me for when I do die, just telling them what they mean to me and everything.
Has it taken your relationship to another level nearly, Kate?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've always had a very strong relationship. We've never really had a proper row. we just never really had anything to argue about. But he has struggled a lot with my illness and coming to terms with it. But like I say, we try to look on the bright side of life and try to be positive. There's nothing else for it, really.
You're actually trying to raise a lot of money for charity as well, Kate.
I am, yeah. There's a few challenges on my bucket list, and one of the challenges is to make $50,000 for the Yorkshire Cancer Centre. So we're doing, but together with Chris, so both of us are doing quite a lot of sponsored things. I've got two books. So the first book I wrote whilst I was very poorly in hospital after my boss suggested that I should keep a diary. And that was all about my experience of illness, and it's called The Other Side. So from the other side of the bed, as opposed to being the doctor. And it was just a book that was trying to reflect on how the little behaviours of health professionals really impact on the people they look after. And that book's done very well. We've sold about 3,000 copies and made nearly £20,000.
Was that quite a revelation to you, to go from being the doctor to being the patient?
Definitely. It's very, very strange to be on the other side of things. And you just notice so many things that in your own behaviours that are perhaps not as good as they should be for the patients you look after. Now, I was sort of describe it as the little things, so the holding somebody's hand or sitting down next to them rather than standing over them. That sort of, those little tiny behaviours just make such a massive difference when you're in the bed. And then I've just finished my second book, which is called The Bright Side, and that's all about me getting back to work and, again, some of my reflections on how I've changed as a doctor now, and sort of living with a terminal illness and how I go about doing that, and quite a lot of things about my bucket list and everything. So that book's just come out.
Well, what's left on the list? I know you've got New York all booked, so yeah. What else?
Barcelona, New York. We're going on the Orient Express, which should be quite fun. Just a day trip in the UK, but I'm really looking forward to that. What else is on the list? I've still got to get my tattoo.
Oh, really? What sort of a tattoo are you going to get?
I'm going to get a butterfly. I've not entirely decided the site yet, but somewhere covered up.
Well, you'll have to come back and tell us, Kit, where you did get it. Thank you very much for talking to us today. And I can only imagine how people are feeling listening to you, because you really are truly inspirational. And it's hard to imagine how you're not only able to go on, but be so positive and actually turn it into something good for other people and raise money.